thanks for joining us on short notice. Wow, just amazing stuff last night. I mean, so many great games involving obviously great teams, and another just amazing matchup that you were involved in last night against Central Valley. And it, again, comes down to the final play. You get a defensive play near your goal line to preserve the win. Can you, you know, after having a night to maybe sleep on it, I don't even know if you've probably slept, Lou. what are your thoughts after last night's big win?
I mean, two great football teams going at it last night for, you know, for the Parkway Conference. I mean, hard-hitting. It was you know, hardest-hitting game I've ever been involved with watching here. I mean, made my heart drop at the end of the game. There were 30 seconds left. Yeah, Central Valley gets the ball draft back and almost drives 95 yards to, you know, tie the football game. Darren Massey, our defensive back, makes a play at the one, strips it, gets the ball, recovers in the end zone, we win the ball game. It was unreal.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you been involved in anything that heated before, that hard-hitting before?
No, not like that. That was just we watched film. We got back last night a little bit. It was just like we were just looking at it going, oh, my gosh, there are people just pounding each other. But we made it out okay, thank goodness.
Were you certain somehow Jordan White was going to have his hands on that football in that last play?
Yeah, I everybody thought the ball was going to Foster. When I saw White hit the ball, I said, oh. And like I said, our kid made a nice play, and we were fortunate enough to get out of there.
Yeah, using him as a decoy, maybe interesting. Nonetheless, you do make the great defensive stop. Lou Cerro, the head football coach of the Montour Spartans, joining us on our Rivertown Hotline. They're going to be taking on Knock, who at the final play of the game there last
final
night,
play.
Obviously yeah. The field goal, the 19-second field goal. Mike King was just on with us talking a little bit about that. And, you know, your thoughts on Knock. Obviously, last year they lost to Central Valley in the playoffs in a close ball game. So, you know, that team obviously has bounced back this season. They're undefeated. And you guys, you know, but you obviously toughest conference maybe in all of Western Pennsylvania that you played in this year. You know, your thoughts on next week's matchup against Knock?
You know, Knock has a great program. Mike does a great job up there. And, you know, going undefeated is a great accomplishment, and we're looking forward to the challenge next week. I mean, we played them 2007 in the semifinals, and we were fortunate enough to beat them. So it'll be a great matchup next weekend.
Well, Lou, I know it's a short notice, but I do appreciate your time. I mean, obviously the school's got to be very excited. I was saying earlier, boy, football in the McKees Rocks area, busy week for everybody down there, right? Montour and Stowe Rocks, you talk about, again, dramatics last night. They pull out a victory, a 12-10 victory. Lots of great football being played down there. Hats off to you, Lou, and congratulations on getting back to the WPIL championship game.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.